Hey, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street. All right, so it's like a little over a week later that I had the pleasure of being at the Wine Spectators New York Wine Experience. It was here in town at the Marriott Marquis, October 22nd to 24th. And I started telling someone about it the other day, and I was like, wow, there's all these cool things that happen. And I just felt like talking about them because it was pretty amazing. So, okay, there's amazing wines. And if you could go, go. But I'm going to tell you, it's a big ticket item. It's an expensive event, but you do get to taste wines that you really never get your hands on. But then there's the people side of it. I mean, it's like being at a Hollywood party and they're all there schmoozing and hanging out with you. So I just thought I'd go through some of the highlights that I thought were pretty darn amazing. So Wine Spectator picks 5 wine stars, and one of them was Bill Harlan of Harlan Estates in Napa Valley. You know him from Screaming Eagle. And he was telling the story. He got up there. Of course, he poured his wine, which was amazing. And he got up there and told his story about how he bought this property and he kind of didn't know what to do with it. And of all the people in the world, Robert Mondavi comes knocking on his door and invites him to lunch. And Bill actually said, you know, when Robert Mondavi invites you to lunch, you don't say no. And the next thing you know, Robert had helped him, you know, with the property, sent him to France so he learned more about wine, and really helped create the man that we all know today. I thought that was just a really cool tidbit. There was a California Pinot Noir tasting. I'm a huge Pinot Noir fan. I make no bones about that. And there were 4 producers that were chosen. And one of them was Pisoni Pinot Noir from the Santa Lucia Highlands. It was presented by Gary Pisoni, who was part of the family. And Gary is like the guy from Meatloaf and the Energizer Bunny all wrapped up into one. He was so hysterical and talking so fast, and it was really hard to understand him, but he was very Italian and talking about the property. And the coolest thing was at the end, he puts this picture up on the big screen of him in a bathtub overlooking the vineyards drinking Pinot. And how cool is that, right? And I just thought, you know, heck, you gotta love this guy. If for nothing else, he's willing to show you, take a picture of himself in the bathtub with his own wine. It was cool. Really fun. The crowd loved it. So Marvin Shanker is the editor and publisher of Wine Spectator. And Marvin basically started this. And kudos to Marvin actually, because, I mean, this has been going on for years and years. And how he brings these people together is a testament, really, to Marvin's role in the wine world. And he, as a result, has created these amazing friendships with amazing wine producers over the years. And they're evident in the, you know, just the sweetness and the kindness that they relay to each other. Well, Baron Eric de Rothschild, who is now owner of Chateau Lafite Rothschild, he took ownership from his uncle, I think, back in 1973. He got up. He was also one of the wine stars that were selected. He poured his 96, I think, but I could be wrong about that. But anyway, he got up and told the story about Lafite, and he was standing at the podium saying, and you know, I don't understand why Marvin told me only to bring one wine. I wanted to bring more than that. And the whole audience was like, what? Like, more Lafite? Are you kidding? You just don't say no to that. It's one of the top 5 chateaus in France, right? It's one of the top 5 wines probably in the world. And so they went back and forth, Marvin, and it was just such a sweet, kind exchange of just basically 2 friends. Well, bottom line is, Marvin asked him and said, well, you know what, then bring a vertical for next year. And Baron Eric de Rothschild agreed to do that. So anyone looking to go next year, you're getting a vertical Lafite. That is pretty darn cool. One of the other presentations was of, I'm going to say this wrong, but Philippe Cerez de Rothschild, the owner now of Mouton Rothschild, one of the other 5 big chateaus out there. Now, his mom started this whole thing, Baroness Philippine Matilda Camille de Rothschild. And I totally butchered that name, and I apologize. But she died in August of 2014. It was very sad for the wine world. And so her son, Philippe, now is running it. And there was such a beautiful presentation to her, and he talked about her life. and her legacy. And she actually was an actress at one point. She acted under the stage name Philippine Pascal. How cool is that? Well, again, really cool exchange with Philippe and Marvin because they've known each other all these years. And, you know, Marvin probably watched him grow up into this man now who's running this empire. Baroness Rothschild, don't forget, created partnerships with Robert Mondavi. They created Opus One in Napa. She also started one with Conchi y Toro in Chile, Almaviva. So she was really forward-thinking and, you know, the grand dame of Bordeaux, if you could call her that. But anyway, funny story with Marvin and Philippe was how she had been, you know, they give these awards out to people, to winemakers that are philanthropic and do all these fabulous things, and they gave the award one year to the Baroness. Unfortunately, it was so long ago, they gave out the award as Man of the Year. So she won Man of the Year because it was, I don't know, you know, too far back, I guess. They didn't have any, it wasn't Person of the Year yet. They didn't graduate to that. So there was this picture up there of her and Marvin holding her award that said Man of the Year. I thought that was pretty funny. Okay, so Thursday night and Friday night. So here's how the event works. On Thursday night, you show up to this grand tasting. Now, the grand tasting is over 250 wines. These vineyards are invited by Wine Spectator. They have to be 90 plus rated. These wines come in, and you have to understand, these people all come on their own volition. They are not paid. This event is, in theory, charity. The money goes to the Wine Spectator Scholarship Fund, which helps hospitality, wine, schools, things like that, helps better the industry. After they pay the Marriott Marquis, all the money goes to charity. So anyone that shows up, including Mouton Rothschild, including Lafitte, they are donating their time and their wines. Well, the Grand Tasting is the kickoff event to the weekend. It is Thursday night, 6 o'clock, and I'm gonna belittle this, and it's gonna sound bad, but it's like walking through a flea market. There's all these booths, and each booth is a different wine. But when I tell you, it's like it blows your head off. You go from Masetto to Ornellaia to, I mean, it's crazy, to Haute Brion, like all these wines that will blow your head off are all there. So if you can't do the whole weekend, they sell individual tickets to this grand tasting, which is on Thursday night, and there's another one on Friday night. At least try to come to that, because here's the best part, is that the real McCoy are there pouring their own wines. So Doug Schaefer of Schaefer Wines was there hanging out. He's so fun. I got a picture because I'm a fan. He poured the 2005 1.5. Now, again, brought this wine on his own volition, was there hanging out. You stand there, you talk to him. I mean, it's crazy. Paul Draper is like, I mean, a legend in California. He's the chief winemaker. He's been the chief winemaker at Ridge Vineyards in California since 1969. He was there just hanging out, and he's so cool. He wears this like scarf, like Hollywood. It's literally like going to a Hollywood after party, and they're all hanging out there. I met Carmelo Anthony. I know it has nothing to do with wine, but I just thought it was really cool, and I took a picture and, you know, told my kids it was going to be their next daddy. But, you know, whatever. But it's so cool. It's a walk-around event. You walk in, you get a glass, you go to town. So fun. So if you could at least do that. The seminars, there are seminars all day Friday and all day Saturday, which are so educational and cool. Matt Kramer, one of the editors at Wine Spectator this year, did an awesome tasting, which was wines from older vines. And I'm talking old, 25, 30-year-old vines these grapes were picked from. And, you know, he selected a 2012 white Burgundy, I think it was, and tasting that from old vines, it was so amazing. It was such a great little exercise. So for anybody who's like a wine dork like me and wants to just learn a little bit, like to be able to experience that, or these verticals from, you know, 2012 all the way back to 1990, and just taste how these wines really do age. You know, for someone like me who has the patience of a flash cube, for those of you old enough to even know what that means, it is a good exercise for me to be reminded that if I do have some patience, these wines get so much better. Because typically, something comes in my house, it's gone by the end of the day, which, what are you going to do? So that's that. One of the really cool highlights of the whole thing for me was the chef tasting. So they did this chef tasting. There were four chefs, Jose Andres, Emeril Lagasse, Michael LaMonaco, Danny Meyer. They each made a dish, and then a different chef paired a wine with it, as did Tom Matthews, the executive editor of Wine Spectator. So Tom picked a wine, and a different chef who did not cook picked a wine. And it was really cool because we, as the audience, got to pick which one we thought worked better with the dish. But the rapport between the chefs was so fun. It was so cool just to hang out and taste and talk. And you know, you're in a room with probably 900, almost 900 people, I think. And it actually felt quite intimate. It was cold, I have to tell you that. But I think they keep it cold. I know they keep it cold for the sake of the wines. Other than being cold, it was crazy fun. So the chef tasting was awesome. Okay, so another great pair seminar they did was so Sparky and Sarah Marquis were there from Molly Ducker. Now they were the top 10 for 2014 each got to present and talk about their wines. So one day they did wines 6 to 10, and then Saturday they did wines that were in the top 1 through 5. And so Molly Ducker was this number 2 wine on the 2014 top 100 list. So Molly Ducker, I have to admit, never really heard of it. Sarah, the wife, was supposed to present. Somehow it ended up that her husband Sparky ended up presenting. And need I say more? The guy's name was Sparky. Like, he was hysterical. I mean, first of all, the wine was fantastic. It's a Syrah, and you know, it was bold, and there was fruit, and I mean, it was just a fabulous wine. Great structure. The Carnival of Love is the name of the wine. It is the third time it made the top 10, which is really cool. Molly Ducker's sixth appearance in the top 100, but Sparky was hysterical. You have to go to the website and check it out. Carnival of Love. It's very cartoony, and all the wines have these cool names. And these guys are just like, we want to have fun. We want to make good wine. That's it, bottom line. He was hysterical. That was actually a highlight for me. That's how funny he was. Okay, and then the event culminates with a black tie on Saturday night, which is ridiculous and fun. And again, the wines were great. The food, I have to say, amazing thing. Kudos to Marriott Marquis. The food was really good all along. Like, and oftentimes when you cook for that many people, the food is crap. Nope, the food was good. The wine pairings were awesome. There were lunches during the day as well. One was sponsored by Washington State. The other was sponsored by, I want to say, Argentina. I could be very wrong about that. But either way, the wines and the food all worked so brilliantly together. Okay, so the last night you have this fabulous black tie. Yes, it was Argentina. I'm double checking for you right now. So anyway, black tie, Saturday night, started out with this amazing champagne cocktail hour. And you name it, they were all there. The champagne reception was wonderful. Actually, that was another highlight for me. But the black tie was so nice. And wait for it, Huey Lewis and the News performed. And they were so fun and so cool, played to the crowd. It was awesome. And for all the people that had their phones up there taping the thing, you know what? Shame on you. You got to live in the moment sometimes. Put the phone down. But again, like a Hollywood after party, I thought what was so cool is that you got to see these people that are superstars in the wine world that are basically royalty to me, just like letting it loose, hanging out, cutting a rug. One of the coolest things was Stefan von Niepberg. Again, I probably said his name wrong. And his wife. But they are of Chateau Canon La Gaffière, which is a Bordeaux wine that won number 2. They took the number 2 spot in the top 100 in 2013. And I had interviewed Stefan before. He's fabulous and fun and has this great little mustache. Well, he and his wife were cutting a rug to Huey Lewis like you've never seen. It's just hysterical to me. I mean, these are like, you know, people from overseas dancing to Huey Lewis. And everybody was out there. It was just so fun. I don't know. And I think, like, they're real people, too. We you know, we try to put everybody up on a pedestal, but these are just real people, too, making wine, trying to make people happy. I mean, what could be better? Probably the best part of the whole thing was being in a room with that many people that just love this world as much as I do. I mean, you're probably close to 900,000 people by the time all is said and done. And everyone is into it. From the sommeliers that work the back, which I'm actually working on a story right now about what happens behind the scenes, the logistics of it all, how they decant these wines and get them out to you and pour it all at the exact same time. The Marriott Marquis staff was amazing. These guys were pouring, you know, in synchrony. It was just so cool. To, of course, Marvin Chenkin and Wine Spectator. Amazing, fabulous event. Just check it out. Next year's event, I think, is third week of October. Again, I don't have the exact date. October, Marriott Marquis. I get it's a big ticket item, but even if you could get to the grand tastings, just to walk around, and you, like I said, these people are there pouring. I've been there for a few years now. Chuck Wagner has poured his own Caymus. I mean, the Costa Brown guys are standing there. Like, people are there. Prince of Luxembourg was there pouring Haute Brion one year. I mean, crazy. It's like hanging out with Robert De Niro and, you know, Kevin Costner and Tom Cruise, if you actually like him. All right, so that's my little roundup. Those are my highlights. I thought it was an awesome event. If you ever get to go. Look out for my piece on the back room. What happens with all the sommeliers? How they get the wine out to you tasting so fabulously. Centani.